Welcome to the first episode of the Grow Your Wings podcast. I'm Gab, your host, and welcome to my life. If you're listening to this first episode, thank you so much, and I love you, and I'm sure you're someone who's been supporting me for a while, so thank you, thank you, thank you. If you're completely new here and don't know anything about me, go follow my Instagram, butterfly.fit with two T's, and you'll see what I'm all about. But this podcast, I'm basically going to be talking about my most vulnerable thoughts and feelings and experiences with everything regarding fitness, mental health, relationships, self-love, and basically everything that's led me to who I am in this moment. And I hope that every single one of you listening to this can take something away from this podcast. I hope you can relate. I hope you can feel safe here and welcomed. And I hope you feel a little less alone. Now let's grow our wings, baby.
Okay, so I did not use a microphone for that intro, so I probably sound like a completely different person right now. I'm finally ready to go. My microphone is on and working, and I'm feeling good. I'm ready to chat. This first episode is basically just going to be about how I got into fitness and how my life has changed over the past 3 years. I get a lot of questions about my fitness journey and my mental health journey, so I thought I would just talk a little bit about me in this first podcast episode. So yeah, let's get to know each other. Okay, so I guess let's start freshman year of college. That was a rough one. You know, just the transition to college was kind of tough. I'm a homebody, so moving away was hard. And I'm an introvert, which a lot of people don't think that I am, but I have trouble meeting new people and I always feel like an outcast. I've never really had a friend group. I'm friends with a lot of different people and friendly with a lot of different people, but I've never had a set friend group. And so going to college was kind of tough. But eating at the dining hall was the worst thing ever. I was super stressed just trying to navigate my way through this new life, and I wasn't really thinking about food. I never worked out a day in my life. Freshman year, I was a dancer my whole entire life, and that's how I got my physical activity. But I had never once stepped foot into a gym to go on a treadmill, to go on a bike, to do an ab circuit, to do basically any type of physical activity. So at this point, I was not working out or thinking anything about my nutrition. I was on the dance team at my college, but I was on the game team, not the competition team, and we only worked out probably once to twice a week, so wasn't doing too much. And to let you guys know what my diet was like freshman year, I don't even know what I would have for breakfast. I slept in so late and really only woke up for class. I would take naps throughout the day. And when I say naps, like, it wasn't a 20-minute power nap, which sometimes those can be great. It was a 3-hour middle of the day REM sleep type of thing. And I would truly just waste my day away doing that. I would wake up from the nap and I'd watch 3 to 4 episodes of Grey's Anatomy. I binged the entire Grey's Anatomy series my freshman year of college. So that's where I was at. And then for lunch, I would eat a burger and fries or whatever they had for the meal at the dining hall. And then for dinner, I would have probably burger and fries again. I would be constantly eating chips and snacks in the dorm, like, you know, we all do in college. So I definitely gained probably 10 to 15 pounds freshman year, you know, the freshman 15, it happens to us all. Except I wasn't really having fun. I was still in a super bad headspace. And then my sophomore year is where things kind of started to go downhill, I would say. And I feel like this is where a lot of people can relate. this is where I started to have struggles with my mental health. And it wasn't because of an event that happened. It wasn't because of circumstances. Everything was quote unquote fine in my life, and I had every reason to be happy. But I wasn't, and I just felt empty all the time. I woke up just feeling sad for absolutely no reason. I felt like I had no purpose and I didn't know what I was doing. And it was kind of scary. I was just going through the motions and didn't even want to be going through the motions. And I think that's what the problem was. I just really didn't want to be doing much of anything. I had no passion for anything. I really just felt lost and alone. And yeah, it was definitely a scary place. And I think we can all relate to that. Because I was feeling so terrible mentally, I was not taking care of my body physically. I still wasn't doing any physical activity, really. I was still eating super unhealthy foods. And I had gained weight that year as well. So I just wasn't feeling good about myself in general. I wore sweatpants absolutely everywhere, my hair in a bun. And I still do that, don't get me wrong. But it feels good to dress up and feel good about yourself and wear clothes that make you feel beautiful and sexy. And I didn't feel that way about myself. So it was easier to get that love and validation from another person rather than myself. And so I definitely neglected myself and got into a relationship at this point. I fell super hard, super fast, and that was really my downfall in regards to my mental health. Since I had no purpose and I had no self-confidence and I wasn't really doing anything in my life that was for me and me only, I just threw myself into this person and into this relationship, and I completely lost who I was in this other person. And I found meaning within him. And I didn't realize any of this at the time. We're so blinded when we're in relationships, which is why it's so important to listen to your friends and family. But now looking back on it, it's definitely scary to look back on. And I think a lot of people relate to this as well. I've said a couple times on my page that I was in a really toxic relationship. And I feel like a lot of people throw around the word toxic. So I'm just going to explain a little bit about that relationship. I describe it like a roller coaster. It was up and down and side to side and loops and turns and twists, and it was super unstable, and we were always off and on, and it was always these great passionate emotions and then these super, super emotional downfalls, and it was super unhealthy for my mental health. It was something that I couldn't rely on. It wasn't a normal, healthy relationship. We didn't build a strong friendship. It was super emotional, and it really messed with my mind, and it was super manipulative, and there were lies, and yeah, I was not in a state where I should have been in that relationship, and it really, really messed with me, and I went through a lot, and I feel like a lot of people can relate to that, and basically, I lost a lot of weight because I was so sick to my stomach and worried, and countless nights that I didn't sleep and I wasn't eating, and I really didn't want to be here. And that's scary to say, but it's crazy looking back on, because I'm a totally different person now who loves being alive every single day. So very thankful for fitness because that is the number one thing that helped me through that time. So when I got out of that relationship, I just started to go to the gym. And I remember my mom loves to work out and she was always like, Gabby, you'd be so good at lifting. You would love the gym. You'd get addicted just like I did. You should really try it. And I was like, Mom, no. I was so lazy. Like I didn't have any drive. I didn't have any motivation. I don't know. I was so lost and had no purpose. So I wasn't into doing anything. And I didn't care. That was the thing. I really didn't care about much. And myself was definitely at the bottom of that list. So anyways, I started to go to the gym. And I would kind of just go. I would go and I had no idea what I was doing. So I would just hop on a treadmill and do a little incline walk. And maybe like a little app circuit that I found on Instagram. And I would call it a day and I would leave. And it was better than nothing because I started to get myself into a habit of going every day. And just going and getting yourself into a habit is the first thing that you need to do. It's not about knowing everything. You're not going to know every single thing before you start something, whether that's lifting and working out, whether that's a new job, anything in life. And I feel like people hate going through that uncomfortable phase of I don't know what I'm doing, but we have to go through that phase of being uncomfortable and being at the bottom of the totem pole to be able to learn and grow and get better at something. And so I hate being uncomfortable and I hate change and I hate going out of my comfort zone. So I was perfectly content walking on the treadmill and doing an ab circuit. But I remember I was working out at my school's gym and I saw this girl lifting. She was on the soccer team and she's absolutely ripped. If you go to Assumption, you know who I'm talking about, Cass. I just saw her in the gym every day working her ass off and has the best bod in the absolute world, and she would be the only girl in the weight room, and I was like, damn, I want to be her. So she was my first motivation to start lifting for sure. And then I started to go to the gym at home, and there were a few girls in the weight room there too, and they just looked like such badasses. I was like, oh my God, I want to do that. I want to feel good. I want to feel like a badass. I want to lift some weights. And so I remember I started to just research a bunch about lifting weights. I watched a bunch of YouTube videos. I went to bodybuilding.com and I just read up and watched a ton of videos about from certified personal trainers about form and about workout splits and what you should do for specific goals that you have. And so that's how I started. People ask how I start a lot and I never know how to answer. I guess I just started to research stuff like anything else. You want to know how to do something? We have endless amounts of information at our fingertips at all times. So I just started researching and it was super hard my first day in the weight room by myself because I was like, oh my God, people are gonna know that I don't know what I'm doing and I'm not fit enough. And yeah, people are gonna judge me or I'm gonna drop a weight or I'm not gonna know how to use a machine. Those are thoughts that every single one of us is gonna have before we start something new. And especially something scary and foreign like a weight room, which is usually filled with all guys who are super buff and clearly have been lifting for a while. But what you need to understand is that they had a first day in the weight room too, which means they weren't buff on that day, which means they probably had no idea what they were doing on that day too. And everybody has a day one. That's the thing that people don't understand is that when I see someone new in the gym, I never judge them because I had a day one and I had no idea what I was doing. And also, people don't realize that everyone is at the gym to better themselves in some way. And I would say most people at the gym are not there to judge you or to make fun of you or to talk bad about you. They understand and respect that every single person there wants to grow, wants to be better, wants to work hard, and has some type of goal in mind that they're trying to reach. So then I guess I just started to lift, and I lifted at home and I lifted at my school gym when I was at school, and I just instantly felt so much better. It was something to work for. It was something I was in control of. It was something I could get better at. It made me feel strong. It made me feel worth something. It made me feel like a badass bitch. And guys, there's no better feeling than putting on your headphones, going in the weight room, and lifting some heavy ass weights, I promise you. And I don't know, it just made me proud of me. It made me feel like I have a purpose and I have something to do every day. I have something to look forward to every day. And that was really what got me out of a super dark hole and what really helped me move on from that toxic relationship, because I finally had something for me and I finally was working on me and bettering me and putting myself first. And yeah, that's how it started. And then nutrition came after that. So when I started working so hard in the gym, I did start to see results pretty quickly. Your muscles definitely react to when you first start lifting them if you've never lifted weights before in your life. So you do see results pretty quickly from lifting. So that's what happened to me. And I realized that I'm not going to work that hard in the gym, like put 150% effort into my lift, be sweating, be crying sometimes, and I'm not going to leave the gym and go eat a burger and fries and a Coke, because it's almost like it just felt counterproductive, you know? And then what I ate before my workouts, it needed to be something that could carry me and give me energy throughout my workout. It couldn't be anything that made my stomach feel bloated or heavy or anything that made me feel tired or unenergetic. Sorry, I can't speak. So that eliminated a lot of foods. So I was like, okay, eating healthy and fitness go together and they're meant for each other and they're married and they love each other and they feed off each other and work with each other. So that's when I started to eat healthy, and I really didn't know much about nutrition. No, I didn't count my macros. I didn't know what macros were. I didn't count calories. I didn't do any of that. I really just was like, okay, you're going to stop eating burger and fries every night and you're going to choose something healthier. I think people complicate nutrition and fitness a lot. And for beginners, it's not about all or nothing. It's about just starting and just making small changes in your life. And I still enjoyed college. I made all of these changes my sophomore and junior year, and I still had Domino's on the weekend with my friends. It's definitely not an all or nothing, and I've always said it's the 80-20 rule. 80% of the time you eat whole foods, you eat clean, and 20% of the time you eat brownies and Oreos and margaritas. Like, you have to live your life, and it wasn't just about changing my body. It was more about my mental health and changing my mentality and the way I was living and the way I thought about myself. And so that's about living a happy, balanced, well-rounded life. And for me, that includes margaritas and brownies and cookies and pizza, you know? Like, you absolutely have to enjoy your life. And I enjoy my life when I eat cookies, you know? And then the next part of my fitness journey was when I kind of got a little obsessed with health and fitness. And I think this is typical for a lot of people. And I'm glad I was, in a way, because it taught me a lot. It taught me that I don't want to live like that. But I forget exactly when this was. I think it was my summer going into junior year or senior year. I kind of forget. But I look back at pictures of me that summer, and I was very, 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 very skinny. And I remember I was obsessed. I was in the gym every day for an hour to an hour and a half. I was lifting, doing cardio, and really just overworking myself. I never took rest days. I was adamant about going to the gym. If I had plans all day, I mean to like 10 o'clock at night, I would go to the gym at 11 o'clock at night. Like, it wasn't okay for me to miss a day at the gym. And then for another example about like food, if I were going out with my friends, I would get, no matter where we went, I would get white rice and grilled chicken. And yes, I lost a ton of weight. And I remember I was like, I'm going to cut. I really want to do a cut. And okay, great. I lost the weight. But you know what else I lost? I lost margaritas and pizza with my friends. I lost getting ice cream. When my parents wanted to go get ice cream, I wouldn't get anything. And I lost out on a lot of things I could have done, but I chose to go to the gym instead. And that was the all or nothing. That was the all or nothing. And that's just not how health and fitness should be. And if you're competing for a show, if you have a certain goal, it's very different. But I do this because it's a lifestyle and it makes me happy and it makes me the best me that I could possibly be physically and mentally. So I don't need to be obsessed. I don't need to be strict. I need to be disciplined, and I know what I need to do to reach certain goals that I have for myself. But one of the goals I have for myself, and probably the most important, is to be freaking happy and to love who I am on the inside and the outside. And that's all about mentality. So for me, what makes me the happiest is not being obsessed and not being restrictive. And it's about the 80-20 rule. 20%, baby. It allows you to go out, do your thing, have fun with your friends, go out to ice cream with your mom and get a huge ass cone of cookies and cream ice cream. Like, that's the stuff that matters in life. And you don't want to miss out on that because you're so obsessed with health and fitness. Also, what I want to say is, yes, I got into health and fitness because I wanted to love myself and have some self-confidence, and I wanted to change the way that I looked. I had gained weight and I wasn't happy with that. And I feel that's where a lot of people start off, is they gain weight for whatever reason because they're going through life changes, and our body changes when our life and circumstances change. So gaining weight is okay, first of all. But I feel like a lot of people gain weight and they're like, oh my God, I gained weight, I need to lose it. And a lot of people are comfortable with gaining weight, and it's actually healthy, and they're their best selves because of it. There's absolutely nothing wrong with gaining the freshman 15 or the 15 whenever. But for me, it was the same thing. I'd gained weight and I wanted to lose weight. And when I was obsessed with health and fitness, I lost pretty much all the weight I had. I was super low body fat, and I was not the happiest I've ever been. You at your lowest weight is not your happiest. It's not your prettiest. It's not your sexiest. It's not your best body. It's not your best self. Your best self, your best body, your best version of you is when you are in the right mindset to love yourself. And that's not about the way you look. I promise you that it's a mentality, and loving yourself is something that you practice day in and day out. Reaching your body goals will not make you happy and will not make you love yourself. It is a process, and it's totally, totally fine to have physical goals. And once I started lifting, I wanted to cut body fat and have my muscles show and get stronger. And my body goals changed, and it was about becoming the best version of me, not wanting to look like anyone else and not wanting to just lose weight and be skinny. But anyways, I'm going to do a whole different podcast on self-love and body goals and all that, so I don't want to chat too much about that right now. But fitness truly has so many physical and mental benefits, and these are all scientifically proven and researched and studied. And there's so much science behind it, guys, and it's freaking awesome what fitness and exercise daily can do for your mental and physical health. And it's not just the health benefits. Obviously, it makes you healthier in every single way possible, decreases the risk of chronic diseases, and helps your cardiovascular health, and helps with your sleep patterns and all things like that. But the psychological benefits are just unmatched. It helps with your mood and serotonin levels, and it helps and is often used as a treatment for anxiety and depression. And that is freaking awesome, you guys. Freaking awesome. So if you're not a fan of lifting weights, or if you're not a fan of running, find something else you like. Go on a long walk. Do a HIIT circuit, or go on a bike ride, go on a hike. Just get out there, move your body, do yoga, go dance around. That's why I love to dance it out. Just move your body, get your heart pumping, get your blood flowing, and I promise you, you will be so much healthier, but you will be so much happier and fulfilled. And I'm like a completely different person than I was 3 years ago, and it's so hard to explain for people who didn't know me back then and only know the person I am now, but I feel like a completely different person, you guys, and I completely changed my life, and it's all because I woke up one day and decided to change the way I was living. I decided to change my mindset. I decided to commit myself to myself, and that's when it all changed for me. Fitness made me realize my self-worth, my self-confidence. It helped me start my journey of self-love. It's helped me live with intention and purpose. It's made me grateful for everything in my life that has nothing to do with fitness. It's really formed who I am and showed me what I'm truly capable of. So I'm going to leave you all with this. One day, or day one, you decide. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to episode one of Grow Your Wings. Hopefully you will come back for episode two. I'm so excited for this podcast and to just share my soul and my life with you guys and help you in any way that I can. So thank you so much again. Now go out there and live and be your best self, and see you in the next one.